Good day to you. It's Sean Vieg with the Sean Vieg Podcast. Sitting here in my car after doing a workout at the gym and also doing some filming down there. I just have a filming fetish. Seems like everywhere I go now, I have my shoes, which I wear, and my tripod. Always have my tripod so I can put my iPhone on there and film, because you never know when I might get the fancy to film, might get that urge. So I was filming underneath the pull-up bar, a bunch of stuff. And I realized I have not done a podcast in a couple months. There's been a lot of things going on. I think the last one was with Tracy Campoli, which was a wonderful conversation. But that was probably a couple months ago. I wanted to officially announce, if you haven't heard already, that I do indeed have a baby boy now. My wife and I have a son. His name is Dane Sorensen Vieg, and he arrived at 8:10 a.m. February 28th. At the Lutheran Medical Center down in Cherry Creek, Colorado. What were you doing at 8:10 a.m. on February 28th? I didn't really realize until yesterday, but my birthday is July 28th, so there's a 28th thing. And February 28th is one of the most talked about days, maybe on the calendar, because it's the shortest month. But Dane is healthy. I was involved in the entire process, which was wonderful. We actually had an appointment to go down there so my wife Jillian could get induced, because we were about a week over the due date, which was the 21st. And we went down there the evening of the 27th. She got, I forget the name of it, it's like a pill that they insert up in the woo. And within an hour, she was actually having pretty strong contractions. The nurse, Jared, he was fantastic. He was actually an ex-military. He had been in the Army for 21 years, so that was neat to talk to him about that. And he's thought that Dane would probably show up the next night instead of 8:10 a.m., maybe 8:10 p.m. But she started hitting the contractions really hard within an hour. We were foolish. We thought we'd get a little rest, and she jumped right into it. Within a few hours, she was really going. She did get the epidural. She thought she wouldn't, but eventually it was just unbearable. We got her into a tub, and that helped, but then her water broke, and then it was kind of a sprint to the finish line. So she was having contractions for probably about 3 hours, really strong ones. She was pushing, and Dane was stuck for a little while. He couldn't get under the pubic bone. But finally, he came out. And I mentioned earlier, I was involved. The whole time I was right there with her, I was holding her right leg for the longest time, moving that around while the head nurse had the left leg, and the doctor, she was right there. And being the coach that I am and the instructor I am, it was good, because we were all telling her to breathe and to push and when to relax and when to gently push into the contractions, into labor, because it's the visual of it too really helped. Imagine him just coming out, and eventually at 8:10 a.m., Dr. Oberle reached in there, got a hold of him, pulled him out, and oh my goodness, I wish you can get a video or a photo of my face when he actually came out, because for the longest time, I just kept seeing the little crown of his head with the hair on top, just that little crown. So after a while, I started thinking, well, that's how big he is. He's just a little guy. But then, boom, they pulled him out. He was a little small. He was a little under 7 pounds, but right away he was crying. He was covered in stuff, and they were cleaning him off, and they put him on Jilly's chest right away for skin-to-skin time. And it was pretty incredible. I have video of it. I don't think I'll share that. I only share that stuff with friends and family. Some things have to be sacred. I know some people who film their births and post them online, like, oh God, tacky. Just keep it to yourself. It's special. Let it be there. That's what I think. So came out a little under 7 pounds, healthy boy. We were in the hospital for a couple extra days because the poor guy couldn't pee, and they won't let you go until he pees, and, got circumcised. And I will share something with you. I think only Jillian knows this, but after he had come out, after he was born, I guess you call it after he was born, they put him on a little shelf and they clean him up and they do a few things to him. And it was nice. I got to go over and chat with him for a little bit. He just kind of grabbed my finger. But the first thing I talked to him about really was telling about my dad. My dad passed away a little over 2 years ago. And that's still, I really can't think too much about it. I think about my dad all the time, but I can't think about him as he really was. Sometimes it flashes, and it's still really, really intense. I don't like doing that. I suppose later on there'll be a time for that. But it was nice. I got to talk to Dane and tell him all about his grandfather, that he will never meet on this earth, but I hope and pray that someday he will meet him off of this earth. So that was really nice. And we brought him home, and he's been doing very well. He is now a month and almost a week old, and he's been pooping very well. He feeds like a beast, sometimes every hour. And we've got a nice schedule. And Addie likes him a lot, because I'm very, very sensitive about Addie. Addie's my dog. You see her in my videos all the time. And little sweet Addie, when we first brought Dane home, she was just really excited. Didn't really know what it was that we were holding. Jilly was holding him, so Addie tried to jump on him a couple times. But now he likes to walk by Dane. He sniffs him. He licks his head. He'll sniff his butt. And then she walks away. So, as I said, I'm very sensitive to Addie. Addie is my first baby, so I make sure that she's always comfortable and always very happy, because I know the first few days she was a little upset. Her tummy would be upset, and that breaks my heart. I don't want that with Addie. I want some cohesion, just like the classes that I teach, right? Cohesion, keep it smooth. And Dane is doing very well. He looks great. Still got a little bit of the cone head from the delivery. But really blue eyes, he has sandy blonde hair, and he looks, from what I've told, a lot like me. But also, and I figured this, I predicted this, he looks a lot like my dad in the eyes and the nose. The eyes and the nose, he has that Vig nose and those Vig eyes, so that's interesting. It's my dad's nickname was Mr. Bob. His name is Robert, so we call him Mr. Bob, and we call him a little Mr. Bob. My dad used to call me like Mr. Sean or Mr. Stefan, Mr. Steve, whoever my friends were. He'd always put a Mr. in front of it. So that's how that goes. And so we start bottle feeding too. I've done that 4 or 5 days in a row, which is good. Our pediatrician said start as soon as possible. So now Jilly can get an extra hour of sleep at night. She can sleep for about 3 hours at least initially while I'm out in the living room or the loft with Addie and Dane. And, you know, working my schedule in, because I just started writing my second paperback, Pilates for Athletes, with Hatherly Press. So I have that going and the videos and a lot of other things. Oh, and by the way, NSCA, I'm going to be at their conference next week, April 13th. It's in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And on the morning of the 13th, that's a Saturday, at 8 a.m., I'm leading an hour-long yoga class for all those in attendance. And I'll also, I sent along a bunch of copies of my first paperback, Power Yoga for Athletes, and I will be signing those. So if you're in the Cedar Falls, Iowa area on April 13th, April 14th, 12th, right around then, love to see you. I'll be there, NSCA conference. They contacted me. A lot of it's through the University of Northern Iowa, and I was very impressed and excited, because they told me that most of the sports department at UNI, University of Northern Iowa, does my workouts, including the coaches. So I got an email this morning too that the university volleyball team wants to do a class with me also, and we'll probably film that. So who knows? I told them, I said, you got me there. Let's do some classes. Let's have some fun. And if you're there, I'd love to meet you. And if you want to get a copy of the book, hey, I won't stop you. I will not be bringing Dane or Addie, but they will be with me in spirit, and I can tell you all about them too. My clients here at the gym where I teach twice a week, it's sweet. They still ask about Dane, but I've noticed every week that goes by, kind of tapers off a little bit. But the interest and the majesty of a newborn is very exciting. All right, well, I'm going to go to the library. I'm writing my book on my old MacBook Pro laptop, which I have not used in many, many years. When I first started doing workout videos, actually, it'll be 10 years this June. June 2009 is when I started filming workout videos. I had my flip camera, and I did all my uploading and editing on my MacBook Pro until I just blew the damn thing up because it was so much space that was being taken up by the videos. So that's a whole nother, I think Stefan and I have done some podcasts about that, how I had to keep upgrading my storage, whether it's external storage units or getting an iMac or getting larger computers. Hey, there's an elk herd over there. Look at that, right past the tennis courts. Sometimes I walk Addie back there and there's always elk bugling and saying hi. You can tell I'm recording this podcast in Colorado, the elk herd, or I'm at an elk farm. All right, well, I'm going to head home, and I am going to be reaching out. I already have been some new guests on this podcast, as I said, with Dane coming. I've been working on that flow, how to get things going, bringing a new board into the house. I know a lot of you, many of you have children, so you know it's kind of like dropping a bomb in the house for a little while, but Jillian and I work pretty well. We work very well together, and we're getting schedules, and we've had family come into town to help, and as long, like I'm out now, is working out and filming, and I'm going to go do a little writing. I'm going to stutter as I say that. All right, my friends. Well, there's lots more to say. We'll get to that next time. Thanks for listening to the Sean Vieg podcast. And it's always great to hear from you. Wherever you follow me, maybe you work out with me on YouTube or on Instagram or Facebook, leave a comment. Let me know you're there. And I'd love to say hi. And, by the way, Facebook is Sean Vieg, Instagram is Sean Vieg Fitness, and you can always go to SeanViegFitness.com to download my free fitness app and subscribe to my YouTube channel. All right, so that's the report for now. I know when I shut this off, I'm going to drive and think, oh, I should have said this, this, and this. Those are the breaks. That's how it is when I'm writing this new book. I've been taking notes for about a month. I have so many notes. I have so much to say. But I think the true gift of writing is to, as Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit. Brevity is the soul of wit. Polonius said that in Hamlet. And it's very true. Keep it simple, Sean. Keep it simple, stupid. The KISS principle. So it's good to be writing again. And I started writing officially yesterday on the laptop. And it was the feeling, I had the feeling I was circling the pool for a while, but I was too shy to jump in. So yesterday I jumped in, started writing the intro. And I'll be mentioning more about that later. But anyway, I've said too much. Thanks for listening, my friends, to Sean Vieg Podcast. Give it a good rating, leave it a comment, and share it on. Take care.